This episode is sponsored by the ALW Communications Agency. Visit www.alwagency.com for all your communications needs.
As first generation millionaires, what are some financial values and lessons you want to pass down to your future children or just the next generation?
The future children.
And I'm saying future because you did mention children. I know.
No, I understand what you mean. I think that's the hard part. The first thing, I guess, as you grow up, you're like, man, we just want to make sure these kids are disciplined and they're not going to get any money. I'm getting softer and softer every year and every month that comes around. Maybe I just toss money at them. I have no idea. But for now, I would want them to live a life that they're valuing education first and foremost. I think that was something my grandfather really pushed on his kids. And it's something that I was eventually pushed on me, that there is value in being educated, not just for the sake of making money, but the sake of being knowledgeable on a day-to-day basis of how you live. Can you change the tire? If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, can you learn a language really quick? Can you do something to get you out of a jam? Or are you going to sit there and stay flat-footed? I think that's what I want to teach anybody that comes to my proximity, that they can actually have the power to think ahead, plan things out, or even react quicker in situations that would probably be a lot harder for other people. So for my kids, I would want them to see that and emulate that. And if they, at some point, if we have an estate, the estate probably will have a doctrine like, hey, you have to become educated and you have to kind of get married and get to a certain point before money is released to you. So before you get any cash, you have to do all of these things that proves to me, even in my passing, that you've understood some concept of what it takes to really be impactful and be a producer in society versus just a consumer of things.
Mm, love that. So what role do you see wealth playing in your journey as a human being going forward?
Wealth, it's an opportunity creator for me. So even in retirement, the things I'll look into is helping other people achieve some facet of their dreams. So if there's somebody walking around and completely like, hey, I wish I only had 20 grand or 50 grand for somebody to invest in me so I could have the capital funds to create this restaurant or this local cafe. I love a cafe overseas. So get a couple of abuelas out here. Give me a cafe. I'm there. I'm investing in that sucker because that's what I love. I want to see people be just very active in their lives, right? And if there's a barbershop I go to whenever, even though I don't have any hair left, but either way, if I go to the barbershop and I see that it needs a facelift, I don't mind sitting with whoever that is, especially if it's my favorite barber or something like that, and say, you know what? I don't mind investing so I could see this place radically change because it's going to put a smile on your face, but it's also going to change everybody that comes in here as well. And that produces quality, that produces something a little bit more meaningful in life. So that's what I see wealth as a unique tool, as an opportunity to create more wealth in other people.
Love that. So what advice do you have for dreamers who are starting or early on their wealth building journey and have limited resources?
I started off with limited resources. I think one of the things that my aunt told me years ago, and I thought it was pretty lame when she said it, is write it down, right? Write down your thoughts. At the time, I think she wanted me to journal, but I'm not telling you to journal. I still think that's kind of lame. But still, the idea that you need to write down your plans, your 5, 10, 20 year outlook, I think is very important. And it's a unique exercise that you can do for no money at all. On any given time and any given weekend where there's nothing going on, writing down your 5, 10, 20 year plan. What life do you want to live? How do you want to live life? What does it entail? What are the pieces in there? And this is something that you do with your spouse. And it's something definitely you could do with your kids. You challenge the kids, little cousins, little nieces, or even your own kids. You look at them and say, hey, in the next 5 hours here, I want you to draft down your 5-10 year plan. And maybe they can even put it on the board. You can make it a family activity in which everybody is aligning with understanding who that person really is and what they really care about. So once you know that, that's how you can start drafting better plans for yourself and your family as well, because now you know what they're into. I've ran into a friend years ago. It's like, hey, my wife always just wanted to go to Paris. I'm like, then take her to Paris. I'm not saying take her to Paris today. I'm saying take her to Paris eventually so that at least you fulfill that one dream that she has. Or one of my other buddies, or I guess my buddy, but his wife hit me up. It's like, well, my husband's always trying to go on a business thing. I'm like, give him a stipend for a business every year. So at least he knows he has a range of a way that he can dream as well. So there's always an opportunity where you listen to other people, but also even listening to yourself and giving yourself an idea of how to dream better and how to make that dream into a reality.
Skincare Day is one of the ways I keep my sanity in these crazy times. Jumino is an all-natural, Black-owned skincare brand carefully handcrafted by parents who could not find the proper care solutions to address their family skin problems. All Jumino products are made of organic and high-quality ingredients, meticulously chosen to give your skin the smooth results and the glow it deserves.